The Greater Peoria region is in the process of developing its economic development strategy for the next 5 years, and they want your input.
Regional economic development is really important. While we may be a set of cities like Peoria and Pekin and Morton and Washington and Havana, we really are a region.
That's Chris Setti, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, February 24th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Two Peoria mayoral candidates are moving on to the April 6th general election. WCBU's Tim Shelley breaks down the results of yesterday's primary election.
With 100% of the vote in, at-large City Councilwoman Rita Aldi and current 4th District Councilman Jim Montalbongo are the two Peoria mayoral candidates who will appear on the April 6th ballot. Aldi led the other contenders the whole evening, coming in with a solid 38% of the vote in a field of five candidates who are on the ballot and another three write-ins.
We're very excited. Citizens are engaged and, you know, we've built a very strong, diverse coalition and it's based upon, you know, progress and new vision and change, and people are excited, and I'm very excited.
Montalbongo had just under 24% of the vote. We couldn't reach him for comment before deadline. At-large City Councilman Sid Ruckriegel came in third with 18.7% of the vote. Neither Shama St. Louis nor Andres Diaz broke into the double digits. The Democratic primary for Peoria Township Supervisor is too close to call. Challenger Latrina Leary leads incumbent Frank Abnauer by just one vote, 3,054 to 3,053. In the first district, Councilwoman Denise Moore will face Denise Jackson in the general election. In District 2, incumbent Chuck Graeb will face Peter Kobach. And in the third district, Councilman Tim Riggenbach will face the district's former representative, Gail Thetford. Stephen Curry and Andre Allen will advance to vie for the 4th District seat, and candidates Brooks Somerville and Stephen Morris will face off for City Treasurer. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Nearly $860,000 in new state grant money will enable Peoria Public Schools to help students and families that have dealt with legal trouble. The money comes from tax revenue from the state's legalization of adult-use cannabis through a program known as R3, which stands for Restore, Reinvest, Renew. And Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a criminal justice reform bill spearheaded by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, or CEDS, is a document developed every 5 years to establish a working plan for the economies in five counties: Peoria, Woodford, Tazewell, Mason, and Logan. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter recently discussed the upcoming regional CEDS plan with Chris Setti, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council.
The idea is that regional economic development is, you know, really important, and that while we may be a set of cities like Peoria and Pekin and Morton and Washington and Havana, you know, we really are a region, and that there needs to be some collective strategies around how do you move an entire region forward, recognizing that all the parts of our region are important in order for, you know, everyone to kind of be successful. What we've done is we've gathered a really great and broad range of stakeholders from public health, from tourism, from industries like manufacturing and healthcare and agriculture to sit down and really start talking about what are the things that we want to work on both collectively and individually over the next 5 years to try to move the needle on the economy. And so this document, which is based on a tremendous amount of public input through the big table process and meetings, is really intended to do that, is to lay out a plan of action for how to improve the economy.
As folks maybe sift through this, and it's a very readable document, it's also important because this leads you or can links up to federal grants, money that's needed in many cases to do some of the things you want to do.
Even if it wasn't connected to some potential federal granting down the way, you know, it's critically important that we have a collective idea of what we need to do and understand what then individually our parts are in it. The SEDS document lays out really broad goals and then some very specific strategies and tactics, not all of which are the responsibility, quote unquote, of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. This is a planning document, and there are all sorts of stakeholders from Discover Peoria, Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, individual cities, individual social service agencies, Illinois Central College, all of these different stakeholders that each kind of have a role that they play. And really the plan, the SEDS document is really how do we bring all of those different strategies together into kind of one cohesive strategy.
One of the challenges, and again, many of these are national challenges for communities like Peoria or elsewhere, but a racial divide is cited. And obviously people are aware of that from some of the publicity that's been received, as Peoria has been a very divided city with a high poverty area. And a pessimistic self-image is also cited, that people in Peoria are down on their own area. And of course, retail disruptions. How does one go about dealing with some of these broad topics?
For all of the challenges that might be listed, there's also opportunities that are listed. And I think it's about how do we build a more resilient economy? Racial equity has been a huge issue locally. And I would argue it's not just a Peoria issue, it's a regional issue. We can't all be successful if some of us aren't, right? And so, first of all, it takes intentionality, right? It requires calling it out as an issue. And it isn't just something that it just goes by the wayside. And then building strategies around how do you work to improve the economic outlook in those communities, whether that's investing in infrastructure, whether that's targeted job training, whether that's helping entrepreneurs start businesses. Those are all strategies that then are embedded within the overall plan. You know, the pessimistic self-image, I do believe it's something that is not just endemic to the Peoria area, but it's certainly something that we have to deal with, which is why a couple of years ago, my organization, and then really led by the CEO Council and a group of others, launched the Big Table Initiative to start talking about not just what's wrong with our community and what we want to change, but what's great about our community. Because I do think that having some hometown pride is an important part of economic development. It really is, how do we express ourselves to the outside world? And having a strong sense of community pride, I think, is an important part of that.
For more of this interview, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.